We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Billy, Booker, Crystal, Chelsea on Amp Radio. Good morning. 6:03. You guys get anxious when you watch something really dramatic before you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Homeland is back.
Oof.
There's terrorists in my mind in bed.
Oh, no. Never watched that.
You've never watched Homeland?
No.
Oh, my God. It's such a good show. Mm-hmm. It's just so dramatic, though.
Is it the last season, too?
I don't.
I think that's what I heard.
I don't. Oh. But it's just, it's on and it's back and it's dramatic and there's terrorists and
you look like you didn't sleep very well.
Yeah, I didn't sleep for crap.
Your hair's a little all over the place.
You look like a mess, okay, Booker?
I feel like Carrie on the show and people that watch are like, wow, he looks that bad. And she's so dramatic and it's so crazy, this show. But yeah, it's one of those, I woke up at 2:30. I was thinking about Homeland. I'm like, well, I guess I'm staying up.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
That was me with Black Mirror. Like, I would watch Black Mirror before bed, and it would just mess me up. I started having nightmares.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. Like, I would have to watch it, like, on the weekend, in the morning. Yeah, it just made me freak out.
Those feel campy to me, though.
What?
A little bit.
Really?
Homeland feels so real, though. It's like a real, like, you know that these people in the CIA and the FBI exist, and you see them in Afghanistan, and, you know, God, it's just crazy. Mm. And I'm just, it just makes me anxious.
Yeah.
It's like one of those nights where when I watch something like that, I immediately am like, where's my mouth guard? Because I know I'm going to chew my face off and sleep.
You probably look so cool with the mouth guard on.
Yeah, it's pretty bitching.
Oh my God. Stop, don't ever say that again.
Thank God my girlfriend, she wears one too.
Oh, she does.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
How cute. You guys are little nerds together.
Yeah. We reach over to our drawer. Good night, honey. Put it right in our mouth.
Oh, gross.
Sexy.
Then we kiss with them. Like, hey, honey.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
So disgusting.
Gross.
Yes, couple goals right there. They are. Okay, 6:05. I am starting off this mess this morning. I was going back and forth. I'm like, will the ladies know this one? I know Chelsea probably will. But then again, you're like a little rock dog. So I don't know. Let's play it. Let's see if they know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Darkness.
I believe in everything. Is that
there
one?
There it is.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. I believe in everything. Well, it's Valentine's theme.
Explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
Wow, you even know the words.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
This is a big song.
What? So good.
I'm watching on the drive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you.
So fun.
Touching me.
Gosh, our vocals are good, guys.
Touching you.
I don't even try. Here it is. Here it comes.
I believe in everything called love. Just put the light in my heart. With the chance of blinking now. Even if the sun goes down.
Here's the best part.
I believe in everything called love.
The Darkness.
That's a good one.
This is like one of these songs. When it came out, rock people didn't know what to do. They're like, are we supposed to like this?
It's like too happy, but like,
is it metal?
Yeah.
Is it Queen? Like, what is it?
What happened to them?
I don't know. This song.
They're in the darkness.
They're in the darkness. They're sitting somewhere in the dark.
Aww.
They can't afford their electricity.
That's a good one.
All right, 6:07. What's trending? What's coming up?
Well, let's keep the love going. Mm. Love makes you do really dumb things, and this girl just tried to prove her love, and she's really dumb.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun.
Right. We'll do that next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
6:10. That is when we trend on the 10s, and Crystal B handles that.
All right, so true love is being really dumb, allegedly. According to this woman, she added her inmate boyfriend to her employer's payroll, thinking that nobody would find out. So he was getting paid for a minute. So she managed multiple Long John Silver's restaurants. Mm-hmm. She put her boyfriend on payroll while he was in prison. The restaurant was like, who is this guy? We've never met him. And why is he working at multiple locations?
What?
This is very odd. So they had law enforcement look into it. The guy was
dumbass.
In prison. And she got caught up. They're both now being charged. So don't do that.
Wow.
That's very dumb.
Is Long John Silver still open?
I haven't heard that name in a
long
either. Time.
I feel like there's one in Long Beach.
Is there? Let's look it up. Let's
hey,
go.
Hey, Tam, yeah. See if there's a... She's on it. She's looking.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like Long Beach would have a Long John Silver.
I would think they would.
They wouldn't?
I don't think it's...
I feel like it's like I thought it was like a Midwest thing.
I don't know, right?
Huh. It's like old people neighborhood.
Yeah. Tam said she found one. Hold on, let me put your microphone up. Just tell me.
Yeah, it's in Gardena and Pacoima.
Knew it.
And
Pacoima. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Huh.
What are they known for? Anyone?
Fish sticks.
Fish,
is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Fish.
Would it be the sticks? I thought they were more like...
Fish and chips.
Fish what?
Fish
chips.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
I haven't had that in a minute.
I don't know.
I don't know if you want to go to Long John Silver's.
Let's take
you go to San Pedro.
Let's take a field trip. That sounds fun.
All right. This is a really great Valentine's Day gift for all of us in this room. I think we could appreciate this. Bud Light's heart-shaped Valentine's Day box.
Okay.
So it's a heart-shaped box just like they do the chocolate, but instead it has beer in it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The beer is sold separately. You just buy the box for $30. But it comes with a poem.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you can fill it with whatever you want. So technically, it doesn't even have to be Bud Light. So if Kellen really likes Pacifico, you can put Pacifico in there.
She doesn't drink beer.
If she likes
cider,
White Claw.
Cider. Yeah.
You can put White Claws in there, Trulies. You can put whatever. It could be an assortment if you want.
$30?
$30 for the box. But it's really cute.
Wow.
And it comes with a poem
Crystal,
already.
Well, Crystal, you wouldn't even need to buy that because you're a poet yourself, right?
I mean,
Didn't
am.
Didn't you write a poem for your boyfriend?
Roses
you
wanna, are red.
Yeah, spit a rhyme for a Bud Light box, would you please?
Roses are red. Bud Lights are blue. Here's this heart-shaped box. I'm so happy I have you.
There it is. Wow.
Beautiful. Wow.
Henry's lucky to have you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking the same thing.
You guys, I also, speaking of anxiety, I have anxiety every time I see this poem on the wall now because you guys made me think about writing this poem to him, but he loves it. All right. So baby gorilla has been born at the LA Zoo. We were talking about this a few weeks ago. Nobody knew the name of the baby. Nobody knew if it was a boy or a girl. But it's a really big deal because it's the first baby gorilla born at the zoo in more than 20 years.
Wow.
And they confirmed it is a girl.
Aww.
So they had the mama and the baby spending the last 3 weeks bonding and clinging to each other just so they could get to know each other. And they weren't on display at the zoo, but they are now on display at the zoo. So you could see mommy, daddy, and baby all right there at the LA Zoo.
Hmm.
Super cute. I want to go see them. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
I'm Booker. Here's Chelsea. What's Hermione it? To my right.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh, no. Hermione's mom just checked in from Hogwarts to tell us a little bit about the broom challenge.
Yeah, so according to CNN, the tweet that NASA said on Monday that the broom can stand by itself due to the Earth's gravitational pull is not true because you can make a broom stand upright by itself any day of the year.
Ooh. But this music, though.
Love it.
Okay.
Which is hogwash.
Hogwash.
Hogwash, not Hogwarts.
Wow.
Not everyone could do it. People were posting their fails yesterday. So I feel like unless you have...
You feel like you're special because you
did... The witchcraft and wizardry in your body, then you can do it.
Running through your veins like us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
You got it down.
All right. Well, that was fun. The Bachelor last night, what are we, down to four?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got hometowns coming up.
Yes. That's the best.
I am so excited. You guys were the ones who made me watch this season, my first season ever, and you guys haven't even been watching.
I literally have not watched.
I can't
get into it.
No, it's just the hours. Yeah. I'm in bed by the time it gets on.
I watched the whole 2 hours
How
yesterday.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, I just
I watched it.
And then the next day, I've read everything that happens online, and I end up fast-forwarding through it, and I don't catch anything.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. At the beginning of the year, I was, like, all in on Pilot Pete.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I really was.
You were, yeah.
I thought he was likable.
Yeah.
But he just seems so horny and slimy now.
Yeah. Because he is.
The first thing he does, every girl, hands on legs, starts sucking face. Like, oh, my God,
I mean,
dude,
I guess every
down.
Bachelor does that, but for some reason, he does. I feel like he does it a little
He's
bit
like
more.
He's like a horny dog, right?
Yesterday,
he really does.
He was talking about how having having his legs intertwined with one of the girls and like his hands. He was talking about it. Like, it just feels so right. But then he's intertwining my legs with hers. Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yes. It's huge. Although I will say this is like when it gets good because he's down to the last four. We have hometown dates. So I will start. I will watch again.
Yeah.
I'll get back into it.
Victoria F. is a lunatic and there's no way he can pick her.
Who knows?
I will be upset.
And Hannah is still left?
Hannah Ann, yeah.
Hannah Ann,
she's annoying.
She's so annoying.
Yeah. Whatever.
They're all annoying. What's coming up in entertainment?
Speaking of The Bachelor, hard-hitting news, you guys.
Okay.
So on The Bachelor last night, how many times did the girls say, like? I've got the count.
It's amazing.
Don't you worry.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many likes in 2 hours?
Yeah, let's guess.
We're going to think about that.
Yeah.
It's got to be over 150.
Yeah, because there were six girls.
Six
it might
girls.
Even be more.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
I sure hope everybody has made their reservations for Friday or Saturday because I feel like a lot of people are pushing to Saturday and those are going to be hard to get as well.
Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't done that, get on it. My God.
Nothing.
I did send my mom a card because you guys brought it up.
Aww,
I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
So
Booker.
I did.
That's very nice.
But I've never had to fill out a Valentine to my mother before. That was kind of weird. Like, love you?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It just seemed weird, you know?
Aw, she's going to love it.
I hope so.
Cute.
All right. 636 Entertainment next on Amp.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Post Malone with the fresh face ink.
Ooh. The bloody, bloody blade.
Did you guys see Cindy Crawford's son? Got
no.
a like a head tattoo?
Why? No.
I don't know. Stop.
You gotta
everyone stop.
Did you see Amber Rose got her whole
she
forehead?
Too.
Yeah.
Her kid's names, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
On her forehead, yeah.
Yeah, like above her eyebrows.
She should have done it backwards, like on a school bus or an ambulance, so when you look in the mirror, you can see it correctly. That'd be fun.
I get like stressed about getting my hair cut. Like, I can't imagine going in and being like, I'm just going to get this face tattoo real quick.
Face tattoo today.
I have anxiety.
No way that could be real on Amber Rose, though, right? People are saying, like, this has to be fake.
You think so?
I bet it's real.
I hope it's fake.
It's real. It's always
That's
real.
That's insane.
640, Chelsea. What do you got?
All right, so I didn't watch The Bachelor last night, but this is genius. So Jimmy Kimmel's staff edited together this video of the girls and Pilot Pete saying like from last night's episode, and they counted how many times. So here's the video.
Like,
That wasn't all of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that wasn't
no,
all
no,
of them?
No, 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 no.
Okay, so how many in one episode? 2 hours?
2 hours. 229.
Oh, I was close.
Damn.
Isn't that funny?
Really?
Yeah. It makes me like want to be like, okay.
Like?
Chelsea!
I know!
Stop!
I'm
going
to count how many times Chelsea
Oh, my gosh. But really, though, I feel like it makes me think about how I'm speaking, conscious speaking, moving on to Oscar ratings. Okay. A quick Oscar rating. I'm going to overthink everything I say.
It's
a quick Oscars ratings update. Like we guessed, but I can use like in that sense.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So like we guessed, Booker, you called this yesterday. Mm-hmm. This year's Big Show reached an all-time low. Mm-hmm. It fell big time. It had a total of 23.6 million viewers, which was well below last year's 30 million viewers.
Ouch.
Not good.
Out.
When are they just going to abolish these shows? Because
you know,
less and less people are watching.
Will they ever, you think?
But a lot of people say that. And think about it. My cable box has 4 billion channels on it. If you want to watch it, watch it.
Yeah.
I just putting this whole relevance on it, spending all this time talking about it, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Totally.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Just put it on Instagram Live. I feel people would watch more if it was on Instagram.
But
maybe.
Just give me the clips. I don't even need the show anymore.
Yeah.
Just the highlights. That's, and I think that's where everyone is. We just, with
Be
our
like
time.
Live
we just,
on Twitter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right.
Speaking of the Oscars, so since his surprise performance, Eminem's song Lose Yourself has had a massive skyrocket in sales.
Okay.
And his whole catalog of music actually has seen a spike, which you know, is pretty cool, pretty crazy. Also, the new generation is watching 8 Mile again. So 8 Mile's kind of seen a spike in downloads as well.
Oh, my goodness.
But because this is the word now, because Eminem was at the Oscars, people are wondering if he's getting back into acting and people, and I don't know who these people are, but people are saying that they're talking about putting him in their movies. Hmm. So apparently, I remember remember him being a really good actor.
No, he was great.
He was playing himself, but still, I remember I loved him as an actor. So we'll see. Who knows? I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Very good. 6:43. You got to lose yourself on the mountain with Crystal B.
Okay.
What, Mammoth Weekend. It's a road trip.
Yeah.
And Crystal B will be there. We'll give you lift tickets, hotel stay, and gas money, too. And you get to hang with Crystal B. I mean, that's the real prize.
That's
there.
The real winner right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Booker on Amp Radio, there's Crystal B. There's
Hi.
Chelsea.
Hi.
Chelsea's the only person in the history of Girl Scout cookies that's had to wait like a week to get her cookies.
I don't know where I went wrong. I mean, I know where I went wrong, but I ordered them online to like an, it was a, my friend's niece who sent me like an email being like, click this link to order them.
To support them.
Yeah. And then I've been tracking them and it's been over a week. They came from Michigan. I'm
What's
like,
the deal?
I don't know. I have
so
five
weird.
Boxes of cookies and I really want them. I'm like craving them.
And you see the Jeez. Kids, they're camped out everywhere.
Yeah. The day after I ordered them, I went to the Grove and there was like four setups and I'm like, dang it.
I always feel badly because they're right in front of my grocery store, like my Vons.
Yeah.
And the kids are set and they guilt you.
I
they
know,
give you that
so
look.
Cute.
So bad.
Like, would you like some cookies? And you have to, you know, I lie all the time, but this time I've actually bought them, and I'm like, listen, kid, you don't have any idea. Like, I already bought four boxes. I got
listen,
two at the home. I don't need any more.
Oh, my God. You know trying to reason with the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. They don't care.
Like, and then they're looking at me like, well, what about all of these boxes of cookies, young
please. But just one more.
But you didn't buy any from me.
One more box, though.
You know, my family's very hungry. Stop. And this is what I'm relying on, you to buy me
some Thin Mints.
So yes, buy some Thin Mints from me.
Your sad face.
Oh my God. And they really guilt you to death.
Yeah.
They do.
And you're like, well, what's $5?
All right, fine, kid. Give me the Thin Mints. Fine.
What about a beer anyway?
Yeah. So 71% of people admit to cheating on their partner.
Whoa.
With
Girl Scout cookies.
Asterisk. Close with food. Exactly.
Oh.
So
they cheat.
Okay. It's food. Very easy. Whoa. Because let's say you're vegan, which you are.
Yeah.
And let's say that Henry, your boyfriend, is not.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he pretends to be sometimes, but he'll drive to like a fast food place just to grab some food that you wouldn't condone.
I condone all food.
You're fine.
Yeah. He could eat whatever he wants.
You don't mind if he's like cheating on your diet or his
diet.
Like
we went to ramen. Okay. I got vegan ramen. He got the regular ramen.
So
what if he like had a burger and then like went to kiss you? Would it gross you out? Have you ever had that happen where you're just like, no,
mouth?
Yeah, like a burger mouth? That probably would gross me out just because he just ate. Even if it was an Impossible Burger, like, gross.
Ew, yeah. Go brush your teeth.
You're all oily.
I thought the fact was kind of interesting. I think there are couples that diet together or try to follow the same food plan. They support one another. Then all of a sudden, you're driving around. You're like, Popeye sounds pretty good.
That is funny because I think a lot of people think that over the holidays, Henry's dad was like, oh, let's go have a big steak dinner, but don't tell Crystal because you'll get in trouble. And he's like, Dad, I don't get in trouble. Like, she doesn't care what I eat. It's fine.
My parents went vegan like 5 years ago for health reasons. Mm-hmm. And so I went home for Thanksgiving to support my dad. And my mom was like, I'm going to be a vegan with you because it was mainly for my dad. And so we made this like Thanksgiving vegan meal and it was awful. It was like a vegan loaf. It was so bad because they hadn't also like been, you know, they weren't, it was new for them to cook vegan.
Yeah.
And so later that day, we went to my cousins and my mom and I went in the kitchen. We're like, where's the turkey? And we were just eating. We were stuffing our mouths. My dad came in. He's like, traitors.
Wow.
But it's hard.
Did you make it known that the turkey blew? I mean, you could tell your parents, right? You're like, this is not real turkey. This sucks.
Tofu.
Oh, for sure. I'm a bad liar.
You've ruined Thanksgiving.
Yes. Of course.
Oh, that'd be the worst if I went home and my mom was like, yeah, we're having tofurkey this year.
Yum. Chelsea, I could have Thanksgiving with your parents.
Yeah, I know.
Go.
Hard pass on that one. All right, Monsta X in the SoCal Honda Sound Space. We've got tickets all day long on Amp Radio. By the way, you can stream that show too. All the details on our website, of course.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Chelsea, some bad news for you.
What? For me or for both of us?
No, just for you.
Me.
Great news for me, bad news for you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Here we go.
You're moving to Kansas City. Congratulations.
No.
No, you are.
Why?
Yay.
Why? No, don't clap. They'll be happy about this.
Everybody's happy. Chelsea's
That's
leaving.
That's awful.
There's a guy.
Oh, you're moving, Chelsea.
There's a guy. Wait, tell me more.
We found your guy.
Okay, so this guy, this is a good story. Okay, this guy has been on dating apps, and he's decided that he can't stand dating apps. But the guy's loaded. He's got some money. So he decided that for $25,000, someone can nominate you or anyone, you specifically,
okay,
Chelsea,
me,
to date him. So the finder's fee is $25,000.
Wow.
So if you end up dating this guy, I get 25.
So you don't care about my well-being at all?
I'm
my
submitting
happiness?
Her first, and I'm going to win
Crystal
it.
Crystal B.
You're in a relationship, you're not allowed.
No, I'm submitting her, I will win the money for the finder's fee.
So
you'll have to split it.
What's this guy like? Is he funny? Is he smart?
No.
Charming?
Who cares? He's rich. He's got dough, and a little asterisk here as well. And also, if he does find someone, he's going to donate an additional $25,000 to a pet shelter.
Well, that's
wow,
sweet.
Yes.
But I'm independent, financially independent. I don't need a guy that has money. Okay, there's more to life and love than money.
Chelsea, come on.
We're not worried about your feelings and thoughts.
We just want the money.
We just want the money.
Just sending me on my way.
But what kind of guy do you think this is? I mean, is this a crazy person?
I need to see a picture.
Yeah,
he really. He's not bad. He really isn't.
Aww. You could see him? There's a picture of him?
Yeah, I'll pull it up for you, but there's a picture of the guy.
He's definitely psycho.
You think he's psycho?
He can't get a girl at all, like in real life or on a dating app.
He has weird fetishes, I have a feeling.
Something is up.
He's a feet guy.
Something
weird.
And he's in Kansas City? Yeah. Like, come on. No.
Maybe the dating pool's not that great there.
No.
I mean,
and you can't submit yourself. So somebody has to submit you.
You already did.
I told you, you're moving to Kansas City. You're in. You're so pretty.
Gosh.
He's going to be like, oh, thank you, Booker. This is so nice of you to do. All right. Well, he's out there. So, look him up online.
Good luck to him.
25 G's for you.
How old is he?
Wait a minute. Oh, we got a picture.
How old is he?
Guys, I can see far. It's like a faraway picture. But
it doesn't
I can, like,
even
see
matter.
From here and it's
oh,
not.
My gosh.
Guys, really? Come on. You have to have higher expectations.
That's all you, Chelsea.
Okay? I know it's tough out there. But.
Once again, we're not worried about you. We're just trying to line our pockets.
Okay.
Imagine cuddling with that.
Crystal, come on, girl.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
That's good.
It was nice knowing you. What's trending?
The best cities to spend Valentine's Day. Ugh. Do we think LA made that list?
Kansas?
I hear Kansas City is on that list. Yep.
Get your mans, Chelsea.
Man. My mans.
Oh, also, we're going to give away this trip, this mammoth weekend.
Yeah.
Crystal B will be there. Hotel, gas, money.
Ooh.
Get you up there and everything.
Lit.
Hold on.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Valentine's Day is coming up, so I hear. Maybe
Friday.
I should buy something at some point.
Make a plan.
I'm going to get around to that.
No, you're not.
Time is running out, my friend.
I'm going to buy dinner. It'll be fine. Come on. We're going to talk about your ex and if it's ever appropriate to text your ex on Valentine's Day. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But we're going to talk trending right now, Crystal B.
Let's keep the Valentine's Day spirit going. The best and the worst city to spend Valentine's Day. Do we think LA made either of those lists?
I think it might be worst.
I would say best.
Really?
We have so many great restaurants.
Okay, well, this is going on romantic, romantic the city is.
Oh.
Cost-efficient cities, prices for florists. But weather forecast is included and a cost of a 3-course meal for two. Those are the things that they took into consideration.
Yay or nay?
I'm going to say nay.
I'm going to go yay. Why not?
Okay.
We have a great city. We've got great restaurants. I feel like you could get some romance here. What do we have?
It's yay.
Good.
Los Angeles is
good.
One of the most romantic and cost-effective cities for celebrating Valentine's Day.
Right.
That was a shocker to me, but the weather really put us up there.
We can do a picnic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Picnic on the
that
beach.
Makes sense.
On the East Coast, I think it's in the teens this weekend.
Oof.
It's cold.
Wow. Yeah. LA came in at number 11, which isn't bad. This is out of 100 big cities. San Francisco was number one, and New York was number two.
Interesting. Because San Francisco is so expensive, and the weather's not great.
Yeah, the weather is cold there.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, very interesting. Some of the worst cities, San Bernardino, Detroit, Michigan.
Wow. Why does San Bernardino get on every list?
Yeah. It's literally all the bad lists. and North Las Vegas made some of the worst cities. And speaking of Valentine's Day, you can send Valentine's Day cards to young patients in children's hospitals across the U.S. I saw this story last night, and I did it. It is so cute. So you pick a pre-message. I've picked, "You're terrific," and it has a little T-Rex on it, and I chose Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
Okay.
You could choose any, like, there's a across the nation, nice. Hospitals across the nation. So you could choose. And then you just make a little donation and you could leave a little message. I ran out of characters in mine because I was writing like a novel. Aww. So then I had to like go back and edit it. I did a few, but it's really cute. I will post the link online.
Hmm.
And we were talking about Girl Scouts earlier. So these Girl Scouts are really smart. They cracked the code to selling all of their Girl Scout cookies by not setting up shop outside of a market, but a local marijuana dispensary.
You're a genius.
That's smart.
So smart. Good. So these are little 6-7-year-olds outside a dispensary. They were getting the customers to buy cookies. They were getting the employees to come outside, go back in and buy cookies. They sold 230 boxes in a few hours.
That's amazing.
So this dispensary is... They got a lot of attention. It was on the local news. And they now have been getting contacted by other Girl Scout troops in the area. So now they've picked certain days for different troops to kind of be like equal. Yeah, to give everyone a chance to,
okay, here's
to get
question.
Their boxes
here's
sold.
A question. Good parenting or bad parenting?
I know.
It's legal. I'm going to say good parenting.
Okay.
It's legal.
Entrepreneurial skills, right?
Yeah. It's okay. A very smart business move. They need to sell these cookies.
I get it.
They're standing outside.
Munchies are real.
Yeah, the munchies are real. It's all legal. So, hey, girls, sell your boxes. Go home early.
I'm Crystal. Smoke weed every day.
Hey.
Wow.
I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Was that your message to the little girls?
Good. No, to the people at the dispensary.
Got you. Okay. Bieber tickets this hour at the Rose Bowl, plus the Amp Radio mini mix with Majestic. That happens right after this.
97.1
Amp.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you guys for the morning show. It's really amazing. I love you guys.
Aww. Oh, thanks. What do you want?
What kind of question is that, Chelsea?
I mean, I feel like she wants something.
And then you ask, what do you want?
No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
I appreciate you for listening.
Yeah,
thank you so much. You're the best.
No, seriously, what do you want?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
As we get close to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We're going to follow up on something Chelsea brought up yesterday. Something to do with anagrams or
Enneagram.
Something? Okay.
Get it right.
Sure. Okay. We all took a test yesterday. We'll find out if it means anything. I don't know if it means anything at all.
It means lots of things.
Okay. And we'll also find...
It means everything.
All the things.
We'll also give you Justin Bieber tickets for the Rose Bowl. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, Chelsea with entertainment.
All right. Love is in the air for Ariana Grande. She's been spotted with a new guy. She was spotted making out, sucking face, as they say, as the kids say.
No, they don't.
No, do
they
not say that?
I don't know.
No,
I felt like I wrote that in this. I was like, I want to say that for some reason. It felt appropriate. But there's a video of her sitting in this booth at this bar just outside of LA, and she's literally making out with this guy. We can't identify him. Like, no one knows who he is, which makes me think he's not anyone famous.
Mm-hmm.
But she was there with her friends around 1 a.m. The awkward part is her friends are sitting in the booth with her, and she's making out.
Just going for it.
They're just kind of like watching while it happens. So good for her. For Valentine's Day. Love is in the air for Ariana.
How about that?
I like that she was in a random pub in Northridge.
I know.
Like just a random spot.
That's
so good.
A weird place
at
to
1
be.
A.m.
Out in the valley at 1 a.m.?
Yeah. There's a lot of studios out in the valley. So I feel
probably.
Like I feel like this guy could be like
producer,
an audio engineer or something that's in the studio.
Okay, that could be good for her.
Yeah,
I like
interesting.
It. All right, did you guys know that John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim Halpert from The Office, actually auditioned for Captain America? And this is, of course, before Chris Evans won over the role.
The truth is they hadn't offered it to him yet.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, let's see who else is out there before we offer it to Chris Evans. And I went in and I tested for Captain America, got to wear the suit. This is a true story. I was putting the suit on. I was halfway up. And right at that moment, Chris Hemsworth walked by and he was like, you look good, mate. And I was like, nope, you know what? It's fine. We don't have to do this. Nope, we don't. He was just like jacked.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're going to look great in that suit. And I was like, don't make fun of me, Hemsworth.
He's so funny. I always love hearing that, like who else was up for the roles
right.
that didn't get it. It's always so interesting to hear that. All right, Lil Nas X, he's already had some pretty epic collabs, but this one, you guys, might top them all.
Ooh.
No, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1
So okay. I know you're probably confused, and you probably don't know, if you don't have kids, you probably don't know who that is.
Okay.
But it is a kids' entertainment group called The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
So apparently Lil Nas, he's teasing that he's teaming up with The Wiggles to do a remix of Rodeo. This song. There it is. So what's that going to sound like? Is it the new Baby Shark? Perhaps.
Kids,
I don't know.
I love Lil Nas X, though. So I feel like it's already going to be a hit.
For
like,
sure.
It's a win.
I kind of love it. Yeah. So I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Okay. Chelsea's got a date on Valentine's Day.
We'll see. Uh-oh. I don't know, guys. Uh-oh.
She has an update of how her date went yesterday.
Yeah, she had to meet the guy before she did a commitment on Valentine's Day. So we're about to find that out. Also, she made us take some stupid test. I'm pretty sure I failed from the look of everyone in the room.
I also told my boyfriend to take it. He's like, no.
He didn't do it?
No, he's like, no, it takes too long.
You learn so much more about him.
Okay.
I live with him.
7:37, all that. And Bieber tickets in minutes on air.
Yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
To a round of Throwback Theater.
Throwback Cinema.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Like
told you.
877-971 hits 877-971-4487. Justin Bieber tickets on the line as we act out a portion of a song.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you can figure it out, you'll be seeing Justin Bieber at the Rose Bowl. I introduce our fine core of thespians.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea will be playing the role of, I don't know.
Alexandra.
Okay. Crystal B will be...
Sabina.
Sabina.
Oh.
I'll be Rusty Cage.
Oh, you're going that route?
Are we ready?
Yep.
Crystal B will get us started.
Sabina, I thought you'd always be mine. Mm. Oh, for you, I would have done whatever. And I just can't believe we ain't together.
And I want to play it cool.
Mm.
But I ain't losing you.
Okay.
I'll buy you anything.
Mm. Howdy, y'all. I'll buy you any ring. And I'm in pieces, baby. Fix me. And just shake me till you wake me from this bad, bad dream.
That was great.
End scene.
That was a song, believe it or not. The lyrics, I think that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's not the chorus. Yeah.
Let's see if anybody can identify this. I don't know if we're gonna get this one. This
is
a really
tough.
It's a really really tough one.
It's a throwback too.
Let's go to Lizbeth. Lizbeth, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
We're good. Any idea what we attempted to act out for you?
I have no idea.
Oh, shoot.
It's a tough one.
It is.
It's a very tough one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Long Beach. Mariah. Mariah, go hi. What's up, Mariah?
What?
Hi.
How you doing? You any idea?
No, I actually... It's hard.
Shocking.
It is. It's a hard one. But, okay, a little hint. If you're a fan...
You should know this.
You should know this.
You should know it.
Okay, because we're giving away Justin Bieber.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Justin Bieber tickets.
Justin Bieber tickets. Let's go to... let's go to Tustin. David? Is it David?
Hello?
I can't
tell. No, this
doesn't
is Elizabeth.
Sound like... Hi, Elizabeth. Are you in Tustin?
No.
Okay. Where are you?
I'm in San Bernardino.
Okay. What were we attempting to act out?
Is there any way I can hear it again?
Not a chance.
No.
One shot. Let's go to Tustin here. I think this is Tustin. What's your name?
Hey, this is Rob.
Hey, Rob. Any idea?
Is it the... Are you acting out the song Lose You to Love Me?
Sorry.
No.
Let's go to Lake Forest. We're speaking with whom? Katie?
This is Katie.
Katie, tell everybody what we were acting out.
That was Baby by Justin Bieber.
Yes, it was.
Yay!
Yes, it was.
Katie for the win.
Yay! Now I want to hear baby.
A believer.
Baby, baby, baby. Ah, that was a good song.
Gosh.
Justin Bieber at the Rose Bowl for you from Amp Radio. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay.
No way. Thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I find myself constantly thinking about these dating websites and how I would fare on a dating website. And I keep thinking, not well.
Mm-hmm.
I love how you agree immediately, Crystal.
I agree.
Thank you.
I do.
I don't think I would. I always wonder who would pick me.
Yeah.
Picking other people sounds fun, but who would pick me?
I also secretly want to know what my percentage is.
What's that mean?
How many people do pass on me versus actually like me?
You don't know that.
No, you don't know
that. There's no way to find that out.
I wonder if there's an app for that.
Yeah, probably.
I just want to know. I'm curious.
So you meet a guy. You guys are talking for some time,
yeah,
right?
It was 2 weeks. And we were talking a lot. It was all day, every day. Getting to know each other pretty well, sending each other voice notes. That's my new thing. Whatever. It's weird, but it's
funny.
But I kind of love it.
Oh, my gosh.
You get to know them. And I'll play it for my friends. I'm doesn't his voice sound sexy?
Oh, that's creepy.
I know. It's funny. So,
I think that's important.
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
Uh-oh. So getting to know each other, have the same, similar sense of humor. I haven't been excited about a date in a long time.
Okay.
And I was actually excited about it. And I told him, I was I have a good feeling about this date.
Okay.
We kind of had that conversation.
Aww.
So here's where I woke up this morning feeling weird. Because I feel I don't know where we stand. Because when he left the date last night, I felt he was agitated.
Whoa. What'd you do?
She probably made him take a test that we're going to tell you about in a second.
Yeah. He did take the test, right?
He did take the test, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He took the test before. So it's so weird. So we end up going to this place, Jones, right in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a reservation. And when I called in, they were we have this one booth. It's really romantic. And they're but it's small. And I said to him, I said to the host, I was it's a first date. I don't want it to be too small. How small? And she's honestly, it's my favorite booth in the house. She was talking it up. And I'm okay, cool. Anyways, make a long story short, we show up, you guys, and it's a small booth. I'm talking we're sitting next to each other, mm-hmm. really cramped in the corner. And
Jones is sexy too.
It's dimly lit. Moody. Yeah, it's
great
first date spot. So anyways, we get there and first off, he's awesome. He's super great. Great personality. Great
sense of
humor.
What's he look like? Come on, tell me that.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's really cute. Yeah. He's blondish, tall.
Totally Chelsea's
type. He's from the UK, but he...
Oh, did he have a cool accent?
He's a little bit of an accent. Mm. Yep. Very on brand for me. and no, goes really well. But so the whole thing was I could tell he was so uncomfortable in the booth. Initially he said something and every time he'd move the whole booth would move because he's has really long legs, and he went up to the hostess a couple times and tried to ask if we could move. We'd see tables get up, so we'd go, and we couldn't. They were totally booked out. So for the first 2 hours, because it was probably a 2.5 hour date, he was I could tell he was not comfortable. He was fidgeting, but he was putting on good face. We had great. It was great. Good day. I felt good about it. It was the last 20 minutes. I could just see it on his face that he was not comfortable and wanted to get out of there.
Not comfortable with you or not comfortable with his sitting?
Well, I feel like it was the sitting, but then you are in your head then. And when we left and he ended up driving me home, I was I felt this weird shift in energy. And I don't know if it was just because I have a headache, my neck hurts because of the way he was sitting.
Oh, he's complaining already?
Well, and
I didn't like that.
I know that sounds annoying, and it really wasn't as bad as you think, because I could tell he was putting on he was being a champ and not saying anything, but I could just feel his energy a little bit.
I don't like this already.
So Chelsea told me when we got in here this morning, because I needed the details, and when she told me that, I'm like, I couldn't wait. I was just that's just a little weird, because for your first time meeting somebody, put on the smile.
But he did,
though. It's about talking to the other person. Yeah. It's about giving good vibes. You don't want to put any of that bad juju out there, and he did.
I think that's a very good point, because you could literally cut my arm off, and if a girl's really smoking and I'm into her, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll bleed to death before I'm going to leave that
date. And I will say, I feel like I'm not giving him enough credit, because he really was. He was putting on a smiling face. I could tell he was uncomfortable, but he was still, we had great conversation. We were laughing. It was fine. We were making jokes about it, but it was the last 20 minutes that I think he was just.
Yeah.
Also, something you said right now that I didn't know, that you made the reservations for this date and he wasn't happy with the table. Why didn't he make the reservations for this date then? I just don't understand why you made it. He should have made it. Then he could have picked whatever table his long legs could fit at.
Well, okay, this was a meet and greet, though. This wasn't really
was
a date, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a date, but like I just kind of took it. I was like, oh, let's go to Jones. I'll call. It wasn't like a big deal. It was sort of like an easy breezy thing, but it was literally the only table they had. That was okay. The thing.
So let me ask you the question. Will you go out again? Will he be your Valentine's date?
Well, I don't know. And I actually do. Like, I feel like I still have a lot more questions for him. I feel like we still have a lot more things to talk about.
Like, it's an interview.
I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like we just like scratched the surface. So there's like more to talk about. And I genuinely liked being around him. I think it's just, I'm feeling weird this morning because I'm like, I don't know.
Something was off.
Something's way off because their shoulders are all, you're all crumpled up when you tell this story. You're not open. You're not.
Well, I just don't know why I feel like
was
this.
Well, she's feeling
because
something?
I like him. And then I'm like, now I'm just feeling like insecure about it.
Okay. Let's get to this test really quick.
Yeah.
So she made this. This is why he doesn't like you. You made him take a test.
Before meeting him.
Yeah, I hate tests. Ugh.
Oh, it's so good.
So there's something called an Enneagram.
Enneagram test.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is hogwash. But,
no, it's not.
Oh, come on. It is. These tests. Let me just explain.
So good.
This. Listen. Anybody that judges themselves. Okay, you're not self-aware of yourself. No one is that self-aware. That's why you go to therapy. They point out things about you. So when you take a test, you're like, "Oh, am I this way? No, I'd rather be this way." Mm-hmm. You're not truthful. No one can see themselves the way they really are.
Yeah, but I don't agree because I think even mine, I feel sort of like, oh, that sucks. Like there's some things in it that I'm not super proud of. And you said, Crystal B, that it was a lot like
I felt spot on. I tried to answer as honestly as I can, the good and the bad stuff.
So, I took your test. I'm a type one.
You're a reformer.
What does that mean?
Just you reform. Okay?
Reform what?
Going. You just, Booker.
I want to be a transformer. What number is that?
Yeah. I'm just happy that I'm number one. I'm just one. Yeah. I love winning. Like,
first, see, place there it is.
First place is
Wait,
awesome.
Let me read some of your things.
Okay, read this to the audience, see if they agree or disagree.
Okay, so here's some of your qualities. Easily growing frustrated with other people.
Yeah, well, you just heard
True.
That.
Tendency to perfectionism.
Okay.
Okay. Being highly critical of themselves and others.
Oh, yeah. Constantly.
Difficulty accepting hard realities.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fixated on improvement.
Of course.
That's all I got right here for you. But
I like the weaknesses. That's my favorite.
Wait, read them. Read the ones you
They're
have.
They're great. Easily growing frustrated with other people.
Yeah. Currently.
Booker all day.
I know.
Tendency to be image focused or obsessive.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go with that. Possibility of becoming self-righteous and controlling. Hello!
See, you love it.
You love it.
You know what?
Yeah,
so
right?
I'm starting to buy into this.
This is you.
Criticizing themselves and others?
Uh-huh.
Booyah! Booker all day.
So win.
Maybe there is. Crystal B, yours?
I'm a number 8. Kobe. It says, I fear being controlled by others,
Ooh.
Which I think is 1,000%.
Okay.
Oh, what is my name? I'm not a reformer.
You're a challenger.
I'm a challenger.
Which is so Crystal B.
Cool.
Yeah, I think
it's
that
good.
Is me.
Cool.
My strengths are making logical and fair decisions. Yeah, I'd say that's right.
No.
What? I'm not logical?
No.
You're right. I'm not that logical. But I do make fair decisions.
Okay, what else are you?
Another strength is...
Dogs are smart.
Another strength is forming connections with others. I think that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I make friends easily.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Creating optimistic and innovative plans.
Snooze.
And leading others with inspiration.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I mean, I'll support that.
I'll take it. Thank you, Chelsea.
Give me the negatives.
My weaknesses are pretty on point as well. Struggling to remain patient. 1,000%.
Yeah.
I am so impatient.
You're not. That's true.
Yeah, I am. Tendency to overindulge themselves.
I don't see that with
you. I don't
you.
See that either.
See, come on. None of this is making sense.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one at all. Difficulty listening to authority figures.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give her a plus for
yeah,
that one.
That's a good one. Lacking sensitivity to the feelings of others.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's her.
Yeah, yep. That's me.
Chels?
Yep. So,
did you feel that these were accurate?
Yeah.
You did?
I do.
Okay.
Wait, so what did the guy get?
So he got a 7, which I don't have that pulled up right now. Okay. But it was like
Sounds
good.
Low, though.
Sounds terrible.
You know what? If you ate first, you're last.
Damn.
Number one, baby. Number one.
See, you love it. You guys love it. You
All right, so just
this.
Keep us posted if you're going to continue to speak with him, and if you're going to go out on Valentine's with this guy.
Yeah, so we chatted last night, and we were like, yeah, so we kind of mentioned maybe we'd be going out. We just didn't make plans about Valentine's Day, so we'll see.
Let him make the plans.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it's happening.
What? You think you feel negative about it?
I wouldn't have left you without making a plan to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's since kind of guy my test told me I'm optimistic, I'm going to be optimistic about
this, Crystal.
And it's going to happen. Dubs are smart.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Do you have this mammoth thing to give away?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You want to do this now or should I wait?
Mm-hmm. Let's wait a little bit.
Okay, we're going to wait. It's a tease. Mammoth road trip with Crystal B. You get to actually go with her.
Whoa.
Okay. Shots on you.
Two-night hotel stay in her room.
No.
A pair of, I'm kidding. Two-day lift tickets, a $100 gas card. Crystal B will be there. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be spinning or
no.
Are you going to be on the wheels of steels?
Ooh. No,
good.
That's terrible. I will be snowboarding and drinking, keeping the beverages nice and cold and drinking them. And Alex D will be spinning.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So the drinks will be flowing. Your chance to go. Before 9, let's just say that. Let's do trending with Crystal B. What do you have?
All right, this story is wild. So it looks like thanks to the movie Hustlers, some women have been inspired to con men, and it's happening right here in LA. So it's almost exactly like the movie, except they're not strippers that we know of. But these women are going out with men. They're going on dates, like double, triple dates. So they had dinner with them by the Grove. Went home with one of the men. They all like went for a little after party, made drinks for them, got them belligerent drunk to the point where a few of them passed out, stole stuff from the home, including high-end watches, and booked it. So there's videos out. LAPD's trying to find these women because they have no clue who they are. The men were completely passed out. All the women were wearing wigs. They're in small little dresses in their heels. Like the videos, you see them like running out the house with stuff in their hands.
Nice.
And I'm like, dude, this is almost exactly like the movie Hustlers.
Dating sounds fun.
Oh my God, my life.
I know.
Guys.
And it's like very interesting that it's like a week out of Valentine's Day. So be careful of who you meet on these online dating apps.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Oh, I know.
Well, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Yes, definitely. All right. Speaking of Valentine's Day, last week we were talking about In-N-Out Burger releasing their drink cup shoes for Valentine's Day. They're trying to promote it as like better than chocolate. They're the white slip-ons with the red palm trees on them, and they have now completely sold out.
Of course.
Wow. I didn't think that the In-N-Out shoes would sell out.
You didn't?
No.
They're so hipster.
They are very hipster. And like I said last week, like I could totally see people wearing these at Coachella.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And they're Vans, and Vans are so trendy right now.
Very. Yeah. So people were upset, like, how did they sell out already? I didn't get my shoes. Then they announced that they will have more in May, so you can get your In-N-Out Burger shoes.
Just in time for Coachella.
Yeah.
Well, after.
Perfect. After Coachella. Yeah. Just in time
when's
for
Coachella
summer.
First
April.
Week?
April.
Oh, April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
Booker.
Insane.
Sorry, I don't have it earmarked in my calendar yet.
I do.
All right, so Vanessa Bryant is really opening up on Instagram after losing Kobe Bryant and her daughter Gianna. She posted a montage of Gigi, and the caption was so heartbreaking. She said, "My brain refuses to accept that both Kobe and Gigi are gone. I can't process both at the same time. It's like I'm trying to process Kobe but being gone, but my body refuses to accept my Gigi will never come back to me." Really sad, but I don't know. Reading, like I said this last week, reading her captions and seeing the stuff that she posts gives me hope that she's like really grieving and like getting better.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just feel like so connected to it. And they still haven't announced how we're going to get the tickets for the memorial. No info on
we
that.
We still
yet.
Have a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus.
A week plus, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Okay. All right, that mammoth trip, I don't know. 15 minutes. We'll call it 15 minutes.
Sure.
Chance to hang out with Crystal B. Good luck with that.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Easy question. Have you ever, to an ex, reached out on Valentine's Day just to say happy Valentine's Day?
I have not. Definitely not. A birthday maybe, but not Valentine's Day.
Right. Is it ever appropriate?
Are you in a relationship?
I am.
No, but like if you contact them, are you in a relationship?
If you are, you better not be texting an ex on Valentine's
Exactly.
Day.
I received a text from an ex on Valentine's Day, but I was single and he was single. It was like the first Valentine's Day after the breakup.
Okay.
So it was kind of fresh. And
did you?
I think it was kind of. No.
That's the question. Did you hook up?
No. It was,
you didn't hook up?
No, I had done the breakup. And I think it was his way to kind of like, let's see what happens.
Test
it's a day of love. Will she fall for it? And I didn't fall for it. But I just think that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you were the one who got broken up with. Like, it's clearly for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just an ex. Like,
don't
I feel like
there.
Unless you don't have any other options and you don't want to be alone, you're texting your ex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I agree. I don't actually think there's any reason you should ever text an ex on Valentine's Day. I don't think so. But the question, the gray area is, what about the birthdays? What about the Merry Christmas, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. can you do that? Is the birthday cool? Would you text an ex, Crystal B, on a birthday? If it's, like for me, there's a couple noteworthy birthdays that I just happen to remember the number.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I could see me reaching out saying, hey, happy birthday. Is that a big deal that I'm in a relationship and I do that?
And you're in a relationship?
Yeah. Is that bad news?
I'd feel weird about that.
You would?
If I was your girlfriend,
yeah?
I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it's the past. I did do the happy birthdays, Merry Christmases with my ex pre-relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were friends for, it was like my high school sweetheart. We were like, we grew up together. So obviously I know when his birthday was. And yeah, that happened for a while mm-hmm. until it just stopped.
Same. And I was in a relationship and I would get a happy birthday message from an ex mm-hmm. that was single. But like, I think just reaching out to me also to kind of test it, maybe
yeah.
to see if I'm still in a relationship. So I've gotten those birthday messages.
You think it's a test?
Yeah.
Huh. See, I've done it before and I never think it's a test. I would think that you would think that I'm a nice person.
Just being nice.
That I'm, you know, above it all. I still care about you as a person.
Yeah.
You know, I know when your birthday is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't, I'm a horrible person. That's how I would look at it.
But what's your intention if I have a boyfriend?
No,
just
no
attention. Say happy birthday because I feel like some
I think that's
guys.
That's in your head.
I don't know.
My intention is I'm just a
just
nice
being
person,
nice, yeah.
and I care about you.
Mm-hmm. That's
I don't
nice.
Hate you. We just, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't get along and we broke up.
I think the first year post breakup, all of that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not Valentine's Day because that's just weird. But I think birthdays, Christmas, stuff like that,
you
I think that's okay because yeah, you're not just gonna forget this person's birthday
yeah.
or like Christmas, and it's just being cordial.
so you get a 1 year grace period.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
that
after that, even if you're single, you're not supposed to do it anymore.
I wouldn't.
You
for
wouldn't.
What?
Huh?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
You know.
Nah.
You spent a good chunk of your life with somebody. Why not?
Yeah, but you're not together anymore mm-hmm. for a reason.
Interesting. Okay. We'll talk more Valentine's Day coming up. You want to give away these tickets? Let's do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's
it's Mammoth. It's a whole weekend. It's our road trip. Mammoth Mountain lift tickets, hotel stay, gas money too, $100.
So cool.
Crystal B will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Alex D will DJ.
Yeah.
It's Amp Radio's high elevation party. If you want to go, 877-971-HITS. It's February 29th. 1 to 5, you'll be there.
It's a long
party.
All
weekend. Well, then you hang out at the Yodeler?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's at the Yodeler.
Okay.
Which is
so
right
fun.
There at Main Lodge.
Okay. They're going to be there all night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Let's find out who's going to be hanging out with Crystal B.
Woo!
She'll make that noise the entire time.
Woo!
You hear somebody at the bar, you'll be like, is The Rock here?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it.
Did you guys see that The Rock's daughter, she's 18, and
yeah.
she's going to start wrestling?
That's crazy.
That's
I love
awesome.
That.
I mean, you
that
have a great coach.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
What do you think her, like, saying will be? Like, I know what The Rock smells like!
What?
I mean, what's
oh
it going to be?
Gosh. I hope not. That's crazy.
Think how weird. Can you, with The
yeah.
Rock, is? Can you smell what The Rock is? Like, how weird is that?
Yeah.
So you could kind of make anything your own, I guess.
I'm in the kitchen and I'm bringing the heat.
Nice.
Keep the whole kitchen cooking.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Anything you say is just going to sound
yeah.
ridiculous. You know?
Yep.
Let's give away this trip.
Mm-hmm.
let's go to, I don't know.
Sophia.
You, Sophia.
Yes!
It was my grandmother's
Woo!
Name.
Oh.
I love that name. You've won. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Yeah, girl.
Woo! I'm so excited, guys.
go Booker, go Crystal B, and go Chelsea. I'm so excited to party in Mammoth at the Yodelers Live.
Oh my gosh, wow. Yay, give us your best, give us your best woo like Crystal B.
Woo! Let's hear it.
There it is.
Ooh, okay. Remix.
A new version.
Oh my God, so
Chelsea, don't encourage this, please.
I won one of these.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be fun.
It is a good prize package. You got $100 bucks for gas money. You got the lift tickets.
God.
You got the hotel stay. You're going to go to Mammoth for our Mammoth weekend road trip. Congratulations.
Woo,
oh
woo.
My God. Woo, oh woo. My God. I am like so excited right now. I may need to pull over.
I'm excited to see you there.
I'm a winner.
Yes, you
yes,
are.
You are.
Thank you for listening. It's very nice of you. I don't know why anybody listens to us, but they do.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Thank
you. Guys make my morning. Aww. Go 97.1 Amp Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like a cheerleader.
I know.
Her.
You're like a pro. Are you on the Navarro cheer team?
It's like I want to hang up, but she's so good. Yeah. I just want to keep her on for a while. Sophia, I love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
So, by the way, you mentioned cheer. Mm-hmm. So we found out that... what's his nuts? What was his name?
Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry's like the best.
He's
on
so
cheer.
Great.
He was in the damn building
yesterday. Yes, he texted me to tell me that Jerry was here in the building, and we didn't know.
That's like
we didn't see him.
Yeah, giving you the winning lottery numbers the next day. I don't want those. I want them the day of.
Did you see he was on the red carpet for Ellen too?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
And he met Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yes. Yeah. So good.
It's funny how my voice just went up when I said Brad Pitt.
You also got your Navarro cheer shirt.
I know.
Oh, yes. It's on my Instagram. I got the Navarro cheer shirt.
So good.
I tried to get everybody the actual cheering
uniforms
from the school. And you'd think they would step it up and, you know, make those and get them out there. But they don't have those. You can just buy the t-shirt.
They don't want people just showing up to cheer competitions in them, you know.
But you know what's weird? Like, they're not like amped up yet. They don't. I think it's just catching on. So when you get the shirt, it comes just in like a package that it looks like a college student made.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Well, I already know there's going to be all Navarro cheerleaders for Halloween 2020.
Oh, that's, please.
Yeah. Done.
Easy.
I think I would be on Matt for sure. I don't know about you two.
You have no rhythm.
Oh, please.
You ain't got no rhythm. Damn. No flavor, okay?
Damn.
This room is brutal. What's coming up in entertainment?
All right, hard-hitting news, you guys.
So
on The Bachelor last night, how many times did the girls say like? Because I've got the count.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm, and it is a lot.
Hold on.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Valentine's Day flowers. Sending them to your girl at work, good or bad?
Good.
I like it.
It's sweet. It's thoughtful.
I think it depends on the girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not big on flowers.
Yeah? Would you feel embarrassed if you got them?
No.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
Would you rub them in on the other girls' faces and all that?
No.
Yes, you would.
But I think that's what it's for. Like,
right.
Why get them at work?
To lug them home.
You got to lug them home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's the whole show-off thing. Take them to her at home.
Bring them to the house.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with Crystal B on this one. Mm-hmm. Like, sending them to the office,
it's just a fun surprise.
Yes?
Like, in the middle of the day, it just makes you feel special.
I would like food more. Like, Postmates my favorite meal.
Okay, would you rather me show up to the office like, hey, we're going to lunch? Or would you rather just have flowers?
I like that. That's
lunch.
Cute. Lunch for sure.
The flowers, I don't know why, but to me, it just feels a little like douche chilly. Like it just.
Really?
What?
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know. It just doesn't feel cool to me or something. Yeah.
I think flowers are better like birthday surprise than necessarily Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I still would appreciate it. It's a nice gesture.
I'm still down with Postmates. Like, just send me food.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. But do you have to send it to everybody in the office? Because if you just send it to one person.
No.
It's more, it's kind of, once again, it's a show-off thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how that plays in the office. Don't you think that there'll be another girl in cubicle 3 going, that bitch. Just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That single, you're rubbing it in a little bit.
She's not really saying that. She's probably texting, like, if she has a boyfriend, like, oh, Mary just got roses.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any roses like that.
And I'm like, I'm going to send myself roses so I feel special right now because I'm single.
Do you know anyone that's ever done that before? Actually sent the roses to themselves to play that game? That's a weird game.
Yeah.
No, but I had a friend once. I was going through a breakup and I had my coworker send me flowers from a secret admirer. And she didn't tell me till like 2 days later or something.
That's a good friend.
Sweet. And I was like, oh my God, because I was just feeling like low at the time.
That's a sweet friend. That's a nice idea.
It's really nice. Were you sad when you found out it was just her?
Kind of.
Like, damn, it wasn't a hot guy.
You're like thinking, my ex wants me back.
No.
Oh, crap, these are for my friend.
Damn it.
What kind of friend are you?
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.